This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The gang's all here.
It might smell a little funky in here, Mr. Malcolm. I did vomit in his car earlier.
Oh, perfect.
So it's time to decide, tie the knot or start anew.
Whether I get down on one knee or not is going to alter the course of my life.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, June 7th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Elle Fanning has revealed a difficult experience with over-sexualization that happened when she was a child star. During the Hollywood Reporter's Emmys Roundtable, the star of The Great explained, quote, "I've never told this story, but I was trying out for a movie. I didn't get it. I don't even think they ever made it, but it was a father-daughter road trip comedy. I didn't hear from my agents because they wouldn't tell me things like this. That filtration system is really important because there's probably a lot more damaging comments that they filtered. But this one got to me. I was 16 years old, and a person said, oh, she didn't get the father-daughter road trip comedy because she's un-fuckable." Fellow panelist Cheryl Lee Ralph expressed shock over the incident, replying, "Whoa," at 16, before Fanning elaborated that she can now laugh about, quote, "what a disgusting pig the person was who said it." And Will and Grace's Grace Adler almost looked a little different. During a panel celebrating the show's 25th anniversary at the Paley Center for Media on Monday, Deborah Messing, who played Grace on the beloved sitcom, revealed that the then president of NBC wanted her to, quote, "have big boobs" while on the show. Per People magazine, Messing said, quote, "the very first fitting, they had the chicken cutlets to make me bigger. I just wasn't a fan of like the whole idea of it. I was like, you know what? I don't need that." And they're like, "well, it's the president of the network saying this." And I said, "if he wants it, then he needs to come here and tell me to my face." Though Messing ultimately won that particular battle, fans may recall, ironically, that in one episode of the series, her character wears a water bra to increase the size of her chest, but it malfunctions and sprays water everywhere. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Well, folks, grab your number two pencil because relationships are about to be tested on the new season of today's number three pick, The Real Housewives of Orange County. The West Coast wives are back for a summer full of fun in the sun and betrayal behind closed doors. Tamra Judge makes her triumphant return, and the ladies have a lot on their plates, juggling their family lives while also trying to have some laughs. Here's a preview.
This season on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
I think I just shit myself.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Oh, Beth.
That was hard.
Hi, guys.
Put your seatbelts on, girls. Going for a wild ride.
I'm back.
You're an entrepreneur.
I'm just trying to make sure you're happy, Mark.
If yoga can give me a Jennifer body.
Well, she has fake boobs.
Get in there, motorboat.
You're so impressive as just a woman and a human.
You are good at the cheesy stuff.
I don't mean to be cheesy.
I am over everything.
Don't say you're over things that you're not.
You're going to drive him away with that.
Do you guys want to get married?
Everyone can talk about my relationship.
I'm out. Stop.
Stop with the camera.
I'm not a crazy person.
What are you doing right now?
My favorite thing.
I heard that you had an affair.
Is he a cheater?
Yes.
Has he been faithful to you?
I'm excited for you to meet my friend.
I'm excited to meet your friend.
Hey!
Hi!
For you to talk my career? You.
You're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar!
You're recoming on things.
I thought we were friends. I guess I was wrong.
Well, new partners, new friends, same old drama. The new season of The Real Housewives of Orange County premieres tonight at 8 on Bravo, followed by the final part of the Vanderpump Rules reunion.
Number two.
The gang is back. Our number two pick is the season premiere of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which became the longest-running live-action American comedy series with its 15th season, and it now returns with its 16th installment. Then, naturally, this bunch is up to no good. Prepare for lots of hilarity, hijinks, and general debauchery from Charlie, Mac, Dennis, Dee, and Frank. Plus, a few familiar faces might make some guest appearances this season, like Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston, who Charlie lovingly refers to as Mr. Malcolm. Here's a preview.
Is this a bathroom?
Technically, yes, that's a bathroom.
You never told me we had a toilet.
It's not a good one.
We piss in cans, Charlie.
What's the first word that comes to your mind to describe us?
Subtle.
What are you doing?
I'm grabbing a ding-dong.
Classy.
You guys do understand what inflation is.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah, but for the sake of argument, pretend we don't.
We are interested in featuring your bar on our show.
Sounds kind of cool.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know if I want to be on a show where they make us look jerks.
Your cooter is most likely on fire from a yeast infection. Go in the bathroom, rinse it out, and be better next time.
I'd hate if they, like, edited it, like, made me look dumb or something.
Why is it going off my stomach?
Because you have a belly full of nickels.
Nice.
It might smell a little funky in here, Mr. Malcolm. I did vomit in his car earlier.
Oh, perfect.
I've broken every single bone in my hand. I'm going to scream now because I can't hold it in, so here we go.
The wacky season premiere of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia kicks off with the gang getting into the inflatable furniture business to try to deal with the economy's inflation. And Frank gets his gun taken away. You can see how it all goes down with special back-to-back episodes starting tonight at 10 on FXX and streaming on Hulu. Trivia. It's trivia time. On It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the spouse of each star has made a guest appearance in one of the show's 15 seasons, except for one star. Would that be the spouse of Charlie Day, Rob McElhenney, or Danny DeVito? Stick around for that answer, as well as our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Big decisions await on today's number one pick, the season finale of The Ultimatum Queer Love. The Netflix reality dating series brings five long-term couples together, this time all same-sex couples, to set an ultimatum. They either get married or they move on. Over the course of the season, they've tried living with new partners as well as their current partners to see if they want to pursue a new relationship or leave with the love they came with. At the end of episode 8, Mal asked Yoli to marry her, but it ended with a cliffhanger. Here's a preview where we get a tease of what's to come for those two, as well as three other couples debating proposal.
Whether I get down on one knee or not is going to alter the course of my life forever.
This could be the first moment of the rest of your life, or it could be the last moment of Ryan Lexi.
In our 3 weeks together, there are just so many of those moments of just like you walking away.
Yeah.
I don't know if Aussie is ready to be what I need for me.
I've had dreams of proposing to her, and I've had dreams of like watching her walk down the aisle. I really cannot imagine my life without her in it. I am definitely risking losing her forever.
Well, tears are certainly going to flow, and hopefully there'll be some happy ones, too. The season finale of The Ultimatum, Queer Love, is streaming now on Netflix. Trivia. And finally, today, the answer to our trivia question. Which star's spouse has yet to appear on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Charlie Day, Rob McElhenney, or Danny DeVito? Cheers if you got this one right. It's Danny DeVito's wife, Rhea Perlman. Charlie Day's wife, Mary Elizabeth Ellis, has played his recurring love interest, the waitress, since the first season, and Rob McElhenney is married to his co-star, Caitlin Olson, who plays Dee. And even though Rhea Perlman has not been on the show, her and Danny DeVito's daughter, Lucy, has made a few guest appearances. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.